I think the last three sessions, they give a very important remark about the key physics. What is going to understanding the M87? First speaker give an introduction about the quad shift measurement issue. And also the second speaker give a talk of the brand of Zaya. And finally, the last speaker give the some ISCO may not be relevant for the party radiatively inefficient accretion disk. So now we are plowing into these of the important physics to the M87. The first of all, I just summarized I think that you are the most expert of the M87 as well, but just summarize the brief view of the M87. So the M87 is the second brightest galaxy in the Virgo. And also this is the first jet discovered 1918, almost. We are heading to the 100th anniversary to the discovery of the cosmic jet. So the one of the key researcher, John Biletta, SCSCI, gave the introduction in the 1993. M87 was the Rosetta Stone to understanding Hadrian jet. This is because, of course, this is nearby. That means 1 milliarcsecond corresponding to the 130 Chubasov radius for 6.6 solar mass black hole, 10 to the 9 solar mass black hole. Now the issue with the black hole mass is a quite big deal because the 3 or 6 is the most important key parameter because how we can resolve the shadow of the black hole size. If you see that, and also from the proper motion analysis or the SED observation, M87 is identified the FR1 or the Mr. Allen VL lab. The typical number of the viewing angle is about the 15 degrees. Of course, the reason why we are here is that this is the second largest black hole shadow. It's about 40 microarcseconds. And also the relativistic outflow up to the 60. And also the last 10 years, we have many important high energy physics observed. Not only the core, but also the HST1, which is exactly located 1 arcsecond from the nuclear. So the larger scale, the Chandra era, we have a good view of the Hadrian feedback, the radio mode in action. So that today's topic is MHE jet is now play important role. It's a common understanding, but acceleration, the collimation, and beyond, how the plan MHE jet into the real system is an uncertainty issue. The second, origin of the MHE jet. I use frequency-depending VABA core shift, as well as the spin-depending stagnation surface, which deal with the GRMG simulation. And also, third, I propose the idea, jet break, means jet changing the trajectory of the streamline from the parabolic to conical at a certain distance, which deal with the interplay between the supermassive black hole and the host galaxy. Finally, I give a comment of the role of the submillimeter VLBI. What is the important physics to derive with the coming year for the Hadrian jet study? So this was the long puzzle the last few decades. So this is the proper motion study VLBI. The left figure showed that some bunch of the observed the proper motion in terms of the linear distance of the logarithmic distance versus apparent speed. So the different color means the different observation of starting the Mark Reed, 1989, global VABI. It clearly shows superluminal motion appears only the so-called HST1, located 1 arcsecond from the nuclei. It's about 10 to the 5 Chubasov radius. In the beyond the, this scale, the superluminal motion going to decay to the subluminal by the deceleration. HST1, they have a large dispersion, not only the superluminal, but also subluminal motion. Surprisingly, we cannot any convince the superluminal motion in the inside the bounded radius, so-called inside HST1. So what is the large gap in the proper motion was a strong controversial story. This is because 1999, Juno et al. Reviewed the 43 GHz VABI observation to the lower frequency. It is nicely showing the smooth transition of the jet opening angle. It says the collimation take over. So if you consider intrinsic correlation between the power, proper motion and the structure, if so, how can we know the MHE jet property? This is smooth, however, they have discontinuity. So this is one of the big story, what we can observe, what cannot understand the physics between the kinematics and the structure. So let me introduce some new important milestone of the observation. So this is Kazuhiro Hada's couple of years ago, will be a core shift measurement. Up to the 43 gigahertz, he gave a nice observational constraint about the frequency depending core shift. It's close to the classical value. The offset is close to the new to the minus one, which is identified the band for the Königle model, which resolved the unresolved core identified with the innermost optically thick region. They give the answer, they give the insight from the 43 to the core of the central region is up to the 14 to the 23 arcseconds. And also the couple of years ago, first EHP observation have been done for the M87, which visibility amplitude tell us the 5.5 Celsius radius. If you consider the black hole mass is a 6 billion solar mass, it's fairly concerning the black hole spin to the progress spinning rather than the retrograde. However, as you can see, it is totally dependent on the black hole mass. Classically, it was a 3 times 10 to the 9. In that case, none of the constraint can be done to the progress spinning. And also, the recent rapid progress with GR-MHG simulation tells us, no matter what the progress and the retrograde spinning, maybe ISCO may not be clearly relevant to the truncation to the black hole accretion role. So in this case, we need some another technique to constrain spin parameter, not only one dimension radius, but also the shift to the radial vertical direction. So anyway, this is the summary of the structure of the jet from the less than the 10 R scale, 10 RS scale to the 10 to the 7 RS scale. We measure the jet size as a function of distance, is the projectile distance with fixed viewing angle 14 degrees. It tells us, including a frequency depending core shift, we put the 43 to the 230 gigahertz as the jet width. As you clearly see, jet keep the maintain the one single parabolic streamline 1.73 up to the so-called bound radius, which drove the X-ray observation. Beyond that, we can expect some classical conical jet model appear. Between jet, this transition initiated by the so-called recollimation Max shock disk, so-called HST1. So now the issue is still we have a blank, but this early year, the Keiichi Asada, he's the PI of the GMBA observation proposal. Now we are working on the 86 gigahertz. And also, it might be also case about the poster paper by the Tazaki, the co-eyes, Kazuhiro Hada already showed some interesting feature, 86 gigahertz observation to see the black, to the jet emission structure. Correspondingly, if you consider the jet distance versus the full velocity, that means that even the subluminal motion is certainly accelerated toward the connected to the superluminal motion up to the 6 feet. So in this analysis, we summarized in 3 papers from 2012 to the 2014 to both understanding the kinematics and the structure. So correspondingly, what is going the ambient medium? Because collimation jet, MHD, is a player important role to how to pressure balance in the ambient. So data point showed from the X-ray observation with the XM Newton and the Chandra, beyond the 1 arcsecond, it's fairly resolved the cooling core, which nicely fitted by the single king model. But inside the bond radius, we cannot do that. That is why we're just using the semi-analytical model by the inflow of the layer. So in order to fit this more the lowest temperature cases, it's better to be the rather than steeper than the classical value of the so-called inflow-outflow IDS model. For the Sagittal S case, it's minus one, but a little bit needed to excess if you have a more shallow cases. So anyway, this picture tells us inside the bounding radius, maybe the MHE jet is pressure matching with the ambient, but suddenly the change transfers from the gravity potential by the black hole to the host galaxy to become the flattened, the plateau. This induced the overpressure inside of a jet, produced the MHE collimation in the HST1. So beyond the HST1, they have a classically very strong polarization property appeared, VLA observation. This is a map with the polarized project big vector. It's necessary for the helical trajectory. But I would like to remark, if you see this combination of the node, looks like some recurrent feature may be appear. So especially A, B, C node is one of the segments which, in my mind, both the edge of the C and A is a perpendicular direction. In other words, the transverse magnetic field component is a dominant. But inside, between this region, the polar is dominating. So from the nature of the emission, looks like this is some feature of the forwarding shock and the reversing shock. Simultaneously, 2007, Teddy Chen, when the big TB flare occurs, at the same time, new superluminal component ejected, 2005, but suddenly they are split into the superluminal and subluminal motion. Based on this observation, we applied the model one-dimensional, both VABI node and the optical node, in order to explain the superluminal and subluminal path. So the MHE shock, in other words, quad MHE shock, both including a fast mode, slow mode, and the reverse quad shock may be a play important role. On the other hand, just last year, over 10 years, sampling of the HST observation, not only the longitudinal component, but also 1.1C accuracy of the trajectory of the transverse direction revealed some feature of the helical trajectory motion. When the jet is enough superluminal, only one-sided boosting motion is appear. But once jet is decided, just have starting to show the up-down, maybe the feature of the some helical instability, as well as the rotation of the counter-rotation if the quad shock appears. So this is something summary of the what is going on the M87 jet. So go back to the core shift style. So Hada et al. Nicely tell us a summary the unity of the power of the spectral index of the new to the minus one. However, if you keep the equiposition situation, this does not fit what realistically the structure is parabolic. This is because isothermal, this could be the only the toroidal component dominated case, is keep the unity, so-called this is a Brandhold-Koenig rule. If you go to the more narrower the jet, the parabolic, the K parameter going too small, as well as if you consider the adiabatic to keep somehow the equiposition, you cannot keep the toroidal magnetic field instead of the tangled magnetic field. But anyway, these colored line does not cross to each other what observed constraint. So maybe non-conical or the adiabatic expansion or synchrotron cooling may be the case because observed propulsion motion is not so fast. The 43 gigahertz, maybe the magnetic field is the order of the Gauss. That means the synchrotron cooling time is roughly speaking the mass. On the other hand, the observed proper motion tells us the dynamical expansion time scale much, much longer. So if we consider the adiabatic expansion as well as the synchrotron cooling, for the toroidal dominated cases with the various spectral index with nicely fit of this cross section. So in this case, Brandhold-Koenig model cannot be directly applied to the M87 jet. It's something that departure from the isothermal pointing as some equiposition, but rather than the pointing dominated cases. So the issue is the space behavior gives another new feature. Classically, M87 was the H brightening feature. So none of the emission appear in the central region. However, this 10 years old data give us a new insight tell us the edge, not only the edge brightening, but also central span is remarkably bright. So this might be the direct evidence of the black hole jet ejected from the inside the ergosphere. So let me try to the streamline analysis. This is what already have done with our observation 2012 to the 2014. But this is a so-called quasi parabolic streamline 1.7. But if you add the parabolic, if you add the space VI component, it's fairly genuine the parabolic streamline. And also its extrapolation streamline passed to the exact places or the where the 230 gigahertz or the VI core. So then let me apply to the both spin-depending quasi, spin-depending stagnation surface as well as VI quasi. So this is a solution of the brand of Zayak. The detail is by the Fumipu, the poster tell us. He solved the first analytical model inflow outflow simultaneously separated by the stagnation surface. As nature, this stagnation surface highly depending on the spin parameter, as well as we put the core shift from 43 and 86 in the 230. So from this point, the lower limit of the spin parameter probably 0.5. If we change the black hole mass 6.6 to the 3 point, still we have a lower limit 0.3 with the progress spinning black hole. So that is, this is the jet along the jet axis. If you consider quasi shift measurement, this is another way to give the spin parameter, not maybe even not the big deal of the east core may not truncate in the LIAF model. So the future observation give a further constraint for BABI is 0.8 millimeter, as well as the very highest 700 gigahertz give a further constraint of the spin parameters. So this is one of the proposals. So jet break is not only the radio galaxy M87. We already starting the some trial with the new AEHC observation data, 212 years. So this is the distant quasar 1633 plus 382. So the BABI observation tells us is expanding the conical. However, if you use the centimeter, millimeter, to submillimeter core as a jet width, it's truly deviation from the conical jet. So expected the size of the jet parabolic tsunami is similar to the 10 to the 5 supercharged black hole. And a couple of weeks ago, they have a very encouraged result, the summary of the BABI, but the Mohabeti. Transition from the positive to the negative acceleration is pinned down about 10 parsec for the blazar. Means if you consider the deep ejector distance is about 100 parsec scale. It's comparable to the radio galaxy M87. So then the key issue is the same as HTSC1. This is a stationary knot. It's a function of the black hole mass. It's a, not only the radio galaxy, but also a quasar, including a BLRAC and quasars, blazar. So this is not fitting. This is expected bonded radius as a function of the black hole mass. It's nicely for the feature of the M-sigma relation. That means this picture shows the footprint of the co-evolution jet black hole galaxy. So anyway, this kind of the transition gives some certain clue of the next submillimeter BABI observation to understanding the physics of the AGN jet. So I summarized the EGHT observation 230, maybe the spinning black hole in the parabolic streamline. And give me the 30 seconds. So we are pleased to announce we are planning to the 2016 spring, so M87 symposium. We are heading to the 100th anniversary of the discovery of cosmic jet. that we are now organizing the pre-SOC member, that Paul Ho, our institute, is the chair, supported by the vice chair, the Luis Ho, including the Roger Brandholt, and Fabian, Ramesh Narayan, and Mark Reed. The pre-SOC now organizing the full SOC. I think some of you might be contacted by the pre-SOC. So please stay tuned. Thank you very much.
Two problems that I have with the very slow velocities that you infer from the M87 jet close in are firstly, somebody showed yesterday Craig Walker's 43 gigahertz video, and that does certainly give you the impression of components moving out, small components moving out at quite high apparent speeds. And I think that's confirmed by wavelet analysis that Andrei Lobanov has done. The second is, how do you dispose of the counterjet emission? Because you can see the counterjet, of course, close in, but there is a very high jet to counterjet ratio in the region where you infer that the flow velocity is very low. I think we all know that there are two possibilities here. Firstly, the bulk flow speed really is slow and it's accelerating, as you suggested. The second is that you're not actually seeing a very high velocity flow close in. So could you comment on that?
Yes. I have been discussing this issue long over the year with Craig Walker. The issue is that they are doing this very dense sampling, most of the one weekly. But the appear of some small crumb with the blob, it cannot keep a track at all long time because the synchro cooling might be the case. That means that scale is really difficult to measure the small patch structure. So that means I agree. Maybe we missed a very fast jet by some limitation of the observation. And also before the space BABI, I was some controversial about this issue. However, so the space BABI emission gives some another very, maybe the fast emission, because space BABI emission does not keep the further distance. It's immediately dimmed out. This may be something that hint jet, very faster jet is covered by the lower jet. The second comment is the counter jet issue. My private communication with Craig Walker is he showed already a jet counter jet is asymmetric. So that is my, idea, we might release of the even jet counter is emission is appear is okay.
One more question? If not, let's thank him.